Joel Embiid, your MVP narrative. Try again next year, dog. Thanks for coming out. Try again next year. I had to listen randomly 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I decided I wanted to listen to Zach Lowe because I think the title was like All NBA with Arnovitz. And I was like, well, let me see what the, like, I kind of have a love-hate thing with Zach Lowe, but I was like, well, let me give it a look. And like, the thing about Zach Lowe is I respect his opinion, but I don't respect the mealy mouth way they get to their opinion. Like, I'm interested in what he thinks, but all to me, these guys ever do is like whine about having to make a decision. So 20 minutes of them whining about like, it's not fair that they have to pick between Embiid and Jokic. Bye bye, Embiid. And that's why we watch NBA basketball. Like, it'd be nice if these dudes could give us better regular season games on the regular. Like, 2 out of 3 nights. Like, and I just mean effort. Like, performance is what performance does. But, like, what a great game, right? What a great game. It almost feels like we're the defending National Basketball Association champs. And what a great block. Like, what? Like, that's on the Giannis and, like, the Giannis highlight reel. Regular season highlight reel is like too long to really even chronicle, like even for me. But I, like, for example, like the buzzer, have we already kind of forgotten about the buzzer beater against the Hornets? Probably in a similar way that we've forgotten about all of like the game 3 Drew buzzer beater, or like the Drew buzzer beaters this year, or even like the 2 or 3 good Chris games. Like, I thought Chris played pretty well tonight, in so much as he kept chopping wood despite his deficiencies. But just a great game. Like, my heart is full. A great NBA game. And so, look, I like the product. Like, again, I said last episode, I like when the pod is ridiculously overproduced. I just had to go in my car and record for a second. What a great basketball game. It couldn't have happened to a nicer team. Referee number 19 falling for every Harden trick. Like, they only fell for one of Chris's tricks. Fall for every Harden trick, every bad Embiid call. That's what you get. That's what you get. I feel like I need to say something more positive before I just complain about the officials or complain about the announcers. I'm not, so fun game. And so I think that keeps us at 28 losses, if I'm not incorrect. Again, it's dark and I'm talking to my phone. But again, you don't come here for the stats anyway. But I thought it was a fine win, and I thought it was also representative. We've been wondering all year what the end of game scenarios would like actually be. And I think like 2 Bulls games ago, one of the first kind of nuclear Drew Holiday last 5 minutes, not one of the first, but in that run, like I don't remember if that was a 17-point one, but that was where Drew won that Bulls game where we weren't playing that well. I was talking to somebody back channel, and it was interesting that even though it was like Drew had like 5 straight points or 8 straight points, they went in the last couple of minutes of that game to the Chris Giannis pick and roll, and it was interesting. And I wasn't really against it, except, you know, my problem with the Chris Giannis pick and roll is just Chris is just going to throw the pass. He's decided he's going to throw the pass. Like, he decided he was going to throw the pass when he woke up this morning. But it was interesting. It's like, oh, okay, but even though Drew is hot, they think that that's their identity. I thought when Chris missed the shot with 2 or 3 minutes left, I was like, okay, in my head, not in type. I was probably typing too much tonight. But I was like, now Drew's going to get a single shot, and now Giannis is going to get a single shot. By the way, let's not bury the lead. Dark side Giannis. I was a little irritated with how it was going because this seemed... Narrative-wise, I think people will say he's learned to control it a little bit better, and I, like, sort of agree. But really, I just, like, he was hitting jumper. He had clutch jumpers. He had a clutch three. Like, in that stretch, really good stretch for all three of the big three closing out. And I think, I mean, it took years and years and years, but I think, certainly not egalitarian, but But an offense where they try to get Chris a couple shots, they try to let Drew cook, and they let Giannis attack when pop. I felt it was more balanced at the end of the game. And of course, yes, I'm playing the result. And of course, yeah, the second quarter was the third quarter and all of these other things, right? But fun game. Fun game. And I will be happier tomorrow because the NBA millionaires played with an incredible amount of effort in Philadelphia, and that's super fun. Like, I don't know why the nerds are constantly trying to talk people out of what the regular season is for. It's for that extra pep in the step that you get when James Harden blows the game at the end, right? Like, it's just marvelous. It's funny because do you think they regret, like, who do you think they regret putting on the 75 more, Harden or Westbrook? Or people just, again, listen to Zach Lowe's of the world. Like, Arnovis was so much worse than him, than Zach Lowe. But, like, I think people just can't see past, well, he got an MVP, so he's on the 75. James Harden is one of the big, like, James Harden makes, wow, just a choking dog, just a choking dog. And I don't know, Bucks Film Room said something earlier, and I still feel like I hate Embiid more, because Embiid's 7-2. I mean, I could slander the Sixers all night. It's 6 minutes and 25 seconds. I said this was going to be 5 minutes. I had an epiphany on the announcing. I'm not an announcer guy because I'm in my own head during the game and I'm yelling at the monitor or whatever and I'm having fun and we're getting these jokes off and all this other kind of stuff, right? So, like, I don't really care about announcers. And actually, in a weird kind of way, like a day and a half later, I don't think anybody wants, like, my Chris Rock Will Smith take. Maybe I'll give it to you, but I mean, I think all the takes have kind of been exhausted at this point. I've been sort of defending Lisa privately or perhaps publicly some of the year in so much. I think she's I thought she was professional. And I think it's kind of not fair what the Bucks have done to her, being like spotlighting this thing. I hate it. I can't stand it. Like, I can't stand it when other people try to spotlight a thing that they did to big up themselves, which is what you should expect from these Bucks owners, right? But they just can't stop talking about this DJ is this, and oh, we got this woman announcer crew, and we're doing this and that. And it's like the year is 2022. Like, are you just gonna pat yourself on the back all year all about this? But I, like, compared to Zora though, like, Lisa is much better. And it's not really, like, even I'm not super comfortable just criticizing her just because she can't really put bass in her voice like Kevin Harlan or something like that. But, so the Chris Rock thing, right? The Chris Rock thing has been debated to death. There's a part of me that still thinks it was fake just because there's so much of it that just kind of doesn't make sense. In as so much as, even in the last millisecond, I just can't believe that he didn't flinch at all. Like, it's the weirdest thing in the world that he, like, squatted down, put his hands behind his back, and then just took it. You'd think that he would have, in the last, you know, tenth of a second, realized and flinched a little bit and lost his footing, just, like, there was just no recognition, and he started talking in that same second. And there's something about it that's still a little bit fishy, but hey, whatever. I don't really want to get into all that. Although, of course, I have thoughts about that. But it made me kind of think a little bit about Chris Rock, because it's actually what I'm talking about with the Bucks announcers, which is, like, Chris Rock was a legendary comedian kind of before and now. Like, two or three years ago, I kind of had this realization that Chris Rock isn't as funny as he used to be, but, like, there's a rhythm to everything he says. And so whether he's saying something, which goes back to the Jada joke, whether he says something that's funny or not, he says it in such a way that it's Pavlovian, you're ready for the joke. Like, he's less, more like Richard Pryor, less like Cosby or somebody or Chappelle. Like, his deal is like rhythm joke, right? Like, I'm giving you the setup and here comes the joke. Yeah, that's right. It was a joke. And here comes the other joke. Oh man, so many jokes. This wasn't even a joke. Here's a setup, and here comes a joke. And it's like, so it's just kind of a rhythm to it, and that's why he's good for award shows and not really world class as far as comedy. And so, like, when he's making the joke to Penelope Cruz and what's his name, like, again, like, it's just a rhythm. Like it wouldn't matter what joke he would have made. He's like, here comes the setup, here comes a joke, right? And like, so people are just gonna laugh because that's what you do at award shows. I don't know what Will was on, but again, I'm not really talking about that. But that's actually the reason I'm bringing this up is that's actually how you have to call an NBA game too. And it's actually the difference between Reggie Miller, who's not good, and like Chris Webber. Saying all this to say, not to bury the lead, that Bardo is so bad. Bardo is like 10 times worse than Lisa. Like, and so we have this kind of amateurish broadcast where it's like, I can't believe that they came from the break and Lisa is big upping herself because I guess she wanted to say that the other woman broadcaster was her friend, but like that's his job to bring that up. Right? The Bucks didn't have the lead since I'm guessing like the first quarter or maybe sometime early in the second quarter, and the Bucks take the lead and they're not loud enough. They're not talking about this. Oh yeah, 21 points. And really, what Bardo actually comes with is the Weberisms. Man, it's 11:06. Sorry. 5 minute pod. Wrap it up. But Bardo's Weberisms I'm just talking. Like, and Chris Webber doing his sexy voice is like, oh, yeah, ain't that something? Yeah. And Bardo does the same stuff. Oh, yeah, that's this. Kind of reminds you of Tim Hardaway, doesn't it? Yeah, that was a player. Cash money. And he's just like saying stuff. But both of them are just saying, like, it's so bad. They're just saying random stuff. At a certain point, they just said, let Pat cook in the first quarter or whatever the Pat Connaughton meme was. And they're just, like, words are coming out of their mouth, but they don't mean anything. It's so bad. The calls are so bad. And, but like, Lisa's much better than Zora kind of for the same reason. And, again, it's kind of unfair, but, like, when Zora caught, like, there was a play a third through the year where we kind of were Drew late in the game, did, like, kind of a second value to cap some game against whoever. And Zora couldn't do it either. And, again, I like, Reggie Miller is bad, but Reggie Miller comes with, like, he gives you the energy of, this is quite a play. Oh, no, this and that. And he's got, like, kind of an annoying voice. But you have to, like, punctuate stuff. Like, you can be bad at broadcasting. Like, many announcers who are ex-players are bad at broadcasting. But if they punctuate it, you're still with it. Like, Bill Walton was pretty bad in his own kind of way, but it's still, like, beat, 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 punch, 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 punch. And you can do that. And then it's like, well, I guess that's more my Marv Albert, but like, it was a terrible, you know, the Chicago Stadium, all you can hear is the rattling of their jewelry. And it's like, but you can't just kind of wander off and say, yeah, that's a big play right there. Look for Drew to go underneath. Oh, there's my man, Brooke. The shot from the three. Oh, it almost bounced in. And then, like, Lisa comes in thinly, like, oh, it almost went in. Cash got something going. Is it a block? And like malpractice. Malpractice, like the block at the end where they're like, oh, but was it a call? And I feel like Marcus, they should have, like, phoned a friend and let Marcus kind of jump in at that point. And bad, just bad. And what I'm saying is not that women can't do this or whatever else, but. And not that everybody, again, has to be Kevin Harlan, but that's why it's bad, because you have to hammer the point down. And the Bucks take the lead. I mean, I'm just probably Marv Albert, but that's why Marv Albert is one of the greats. Like, you just have to be like, here is the point. You know, oh, a charge. Like, that's what they're supposed to be doing. And that's, like, actually why they're bad. And so maybe there was one other really weird thing that took place. So, like, maybe stop big upping yourself so much and, like, nobody would notice. But, hey, whatever. I would fully assume now that people are talking about the Bucks are going to come out the East. It's just really unclear. It's really unclear. That was, like, an outstanding kind of back and forth kind of haymaker. A little bit of a rock fight, but mostly just kind of the Bucks, except for Giannis, kind of moseyed their way into the game. I thought Chris did a great job. He had two turnovers, like, right away, and they didn't have any the rest of the game. And I'll just kind of continue to say, Drew is going to have a bunch of bad turnovers, too. I think we fought about this last episode. But it's just better to me. We got Chris, like, three or four. I feel like he probably made half of them. Maybe he made three out of five of them. We got him catch and shoot shots. That's, like, actually what you want him to do, because we also don't want that dummy thinking. Like, catch it and shoot it. So, here's what happens if you take the ball out of Middleton's hands. we get more reps with the Drew Holiday experience, which is not always great, but we know has just as much potential and actually truthfully greater potential because Drew is a little bit better than Chris, right? Because again, we're counting defense, right? Drew and Brooke on that last play, by the way, swarming Embiid. I mean, they basically should have taken Chris out for that last play, but I know why you can't do that, because if a rebound would have possibly gone to him shooting free throws. Also, probably pretty dumb for Giannis advancing the ball the way he did, but I guess that's just kind of the way the play went. Anyway, last point. It would make sense to me to take the ball out of Chris's hands, except for a few stretches where it's just like he can try some other stuff. I don't think his assists are worth his turnovers, and you've already got, like, here's the thing. We've asked him to do so much. Like, I guess we're still going to be like, I'm sure he's just still tired from the Olympics, right? That's still the line we're going with. But if you take the possibility for them to have turnovers, other than like hilarious fall down dribbling turnovers, but if you take the like passing turnovers so much, like not all the way, but like somewhat off of his menu, Drew has more of an opportunity to do the things that he wants to do. And we can get Chris Middleton like some wide open threes. So win, 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 win. I'm at 16 minutes and 24 seconds. But hey, Bucks win. Again, same thing, right? And by the way, I mean, it's Yankees win, Yankees win. And by the way, like the opera singer, female broadcaster, I can't think of her name, who was the Yankees lady. It's the same kind of thing. You almost need like a big lady with a great big voice, because that young lady was awesome. But you just need a big voice to do this kind of stuff. And Lisa has a really thin voice. And I just don't know why we're the world champion Milwaukee Bucks and we decided to just keep trying some stuff like we're the Sacramento Kings, like we're like some G League team. And I don't think I feel kind of icky complaining about this, but I paid attention to it for the first time and it's bad. And that's like why it's bad. Still kind of don't think the Bucks are coming out of the East. It's still like super, it's still really embarrassing that we have 28 losses when we should have had this, like we could have coasted to 57 wins. It wouldn't have had to be a 60-win season, but we just lost so many games that we didn't have to lose, including last week, right? Like just about every week of the season, we just, even if we'd have just jumped out of the gates 20-4, we could have coasted the rest of the way, and I still would have been saying, hey, we haven't been that good since December, we haven't been that good since January 15th or whatever, but man, Giannis is great. But Giannis is everything effort-wise, mentality that you could want from a star. And I just, because I feel like I went in a negative mode and this is a little bit longer than 5 minutes. He's everything that Embiid is not. There have been so many people who have like their chips on the like the Embiid slot and they're just waiting for their Embiid stock to come home. And they just want so bad. Like Simmons was doing this all last year. Just like, oh, I've seen a couple of games. I really see what he does. He's been the same guy. He's been the same guy. He's been hurt or he's been the same guy since about 2018. And it's the same stuff. And there's really just no rational reason for him, the Griftosaurus 5000, to get any more consideration than Giannis. And this game matters. This game matters. Just like when Giannis beat Harden, when Harden was with the Rockets. Like it all matters. With that being said, I haven't been invested in the MVP conversation at all. I've been invested in the purporting yourselves like champs conversation, which is why the season has been so disappointing. But it's coming right down to the end. So here's what's coming on with the pod. I don't know. Has some plans. Not sure we're going to be able to make it happen. But whatever. So we'll talk a little bit later. Obviously, no intro, outro music. TotonioWorld.com. Let me tell you, out of all the designs, the Bucks and Six one looks really, really good. Like the Portis Underdog one is awesome too. And obviously, look, they're all great. What am I saying? They're all dope. Go buy 10 of them right now. Have a good night. Bucks win! Bucks win!